Oh, there's a good start to the show. 2 seconds in and we've already completed our first fart. Welcome to Marijuanderers. I am Mike, that is Grizz, and soundboard Nikki's here. How are you doing, buddy?
Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Right, how's it going, guys?
Right out of the gate, we got a, oh, hi, Mark. You have to turn the volume up on that really loud.
I'm full on. I think I need to boost that clip.
You have to boost that clip?
Yeah, yeah.
So you started the show off with an unboosted clip?
Yeah.
Nick, I feel like we're already in the hole now.
It's like gangster talk.
Yeah.
It's like thug life talk.
Yeah, man.
I got a boosted clip.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the rest of them ones are okay.
Dave's not here.
See, that's good.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Oh, by the way, Dave is not here for today's show. Nor do we expect him to come. Thanks for the subscribe and for the listen, if that's what you're up to here. This is the show that talks about barely any marijuana at all anymore.
Actually.
Okay.
I was telling you guys earlier about something that I smoked.
Oh, yeah.
Called L.A. Chocolate.
Okay, so you know what we should do is look that. Can you look it up?
I can.
And then we'll have a little chat because we should kind of define what people are saying about this weed. I want to try it. By the sounds of things, Nick, it would kill you.
Yeah, it would murder me.
It put me to bed.
Still smoking weed every day, Nick?
Not every day.
What?
Not every day.
Do you want to be on the show, Nick?
Every few days.
Do you want to be on the show?
I'm trying, man.
All right, good. We're behind you on this, you know. We want to help in any way we can.
Okay, you've helped out quite a bit.
Oh, okay, well, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bought your first grinder, I understand?
Yeah, I bought my first grinder yesterday.
And what are the benefits to a grinder, in your opinion?
It was a lot better because I was doing the college student, you know, scissors in the container.
Are you high right now?
No, I'm not.
Do you think you might have said scissors right if you were?
Perhaps.
I think maybe, buddy.
Perhaps.
Okay. And then they get all sticky. That's where that came from. And then the scissors.
You were with the scissors.
Yeah. Okay. I know that.
No, but the grinder made it quite nice. I have a little pipe. I bought a little pipe in Turkey. And yeah, it was nice. And
what part of it was nasty.
It was the pipe was kind of nasty when I first used it a few times, and then after the grinder, it was actually quite nice. It burnt nice and even, and it was a nice smoke.
Oh yeah, because you got a little stem in there when you're cutting it up and stuff. Yeah. By the way, take the stems out, huh?
Yeah.
Take those out. That's not nice to smoke.
No.
You don't like that. What other advice can I give you? Try not to share weed with your friends because it's unending. It never ends. Okay, Grizz,
yeah.
What about this weed, man? Tell me about it.
Okay, L.A. Chocolate. It is a 60-40 sativa-dominant hybrid marijuana strain, and it was created by DNA Genetics.
Okay.
L.A. Chocolate cannabis strain produces beautiful medium-sized buds with fiery orange hairs and milky trichomes. The nugs sport nice layers of resin. L.A. Chocolate boasts a pleasant aroma mix of vanilla and lemon. This weed is a true powerhouse, which explains everything here, with a THC count ranging from 22 to 28%.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
well, okay.
And the type
did anybody point that out to you at the dispensary level? Hey,
no.
Listen, we use this to take down rhinoceros.
Dude, it was literally, I smoked a joint on Sunday and all I could think of was, I'll see Mike Wednesday.
Honestly?
That's how it was.
I tried to communicate with you, as you might recall, on Sunday.
Yes.
And I was like, what is wrong with him? Now I know.
I was a mess. And the type of high, it says, L.A. Chocolate marijuana strain induces strong cerebral euphoria followed by deep relaxation, uplifts mood, prompts giggles and chattiness, boosts creativity, has strong analgesic properties, relieves stress, stimulates appetite.
Okay.
Well, that's just weed.
Let's go back through this list again. I want to talk about weed reviews on these kind of sites. Okay.
Yeah. Let's go.
Do you mind going back into the effects of it? Just give me the effects near the end there.
The type of high?
Yeah.
And it induces strong cerebral euphoria,
okay,
followed by deep relaxation.
Okay, stop. So euphoria and relaxation.
Yes.
That sounds to me like couch lock, okay?
That's what it sounds
okay,
like.
Okay, so now let's continue with this.
Uplifts mood, prompts giggles and chattiness, boosts creativity.
Okay, so are we in a coma or are we chatty and giggly?
This is my problem with this hybrid thing. Nobody knows what the fuck they're getting.
I think that, right? A lot of the people reviewing this stuff are just, I think it's generated by a computer. It's a bot.
It's exactly what it is. That's all I can think of.
Because it's not accurate. A lot of them are not accurate.
Not even close. Like, so I smoked a joint of this stuff and I wound up face down on my bed.
Yeah.
Then I thought, maybe it's just because I'm tired. I had a long day. I went out for a walk the next day and I smoked a joint about 10 steps later. I was like, I'm way too fucking high.
I love that feeling.
And the thing is,
I had that at Disney.
When it says here that, you know, it's uplifting and then it relaxes you afterwards.
Yeah.
When you're really high and you start to level off, you're fucking exhausted from that
high.
From liftoff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Liftoff is tiring.
Oh, I do like that. Yeah. I've never thought of that. That's a good description there, Grizz.
Yeah. So
okay, so now speaking of description, what's your description of LA Fudge?
LA Chocolate.
LA Fudge is my porn name.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's so gross.
I don't know.
It's so gross.
No, it's true.
It's disgusting.
It's fine.
Why would you go there?
Because you need to build a brand.
That's not the brand.
And you know what we say with regard to my brand, LA Fudge? Outback is where the fudge gets packed.
I don't want it. Dude?
Stop on by. Well, here's our motto. Stop on by and see how the fudge gets packed. LA,
I don't like it.
Don't come by then. It's not for you, Nick. Not everybody needs to come. Okay, so describe your experience.
So my experience with it was this. I smoked it late in the day the first night. It was an evening, and it was probably midnight. And I went out on my porch with my computer. And like I always do, I smoke a joint, and I start to play Tetris online. And then I got way too high. And I had to close my computer because I was getting dizzy. So then I came back in the house and I stood in the middle of my living room for a second and I looked at my dog and I went, I'm way too high. I'm going to go upstairs and get ready for bed. Right. So I get to the top of the steps and I'm about to go brush my teeth. And I thought to myself, I'm way too high. I walked over to my bed. I fell face down.
Too high to brush your teeth?
I was way too high to brush. I couldn't stand up. I was afraid.
What is it about brushing your teeth that would have been too difficult high?
No, I was just really fucking dizzy high, man. Like, I was like,
I'm going to fall over?
Yeah. Like, you ever had that thing where you're standing in, you smoke a joint, you're at a party, you're standing in a room, there's a bunch of people there, and all of a sudden, you're looking through a pinhole?
Nope.
Like, the walls
I would kill for that.
In, right?
And what is wrong with me that I can't get as high as you guys?
Dude. So that's where I was, and I fell face down on my bed. I didn't move. I was just breathing into the blankets, and then I finally managed
to
get up.
You fell face down, super
face
high,
down.
Into your blankets.
And just laid there. And this is exactly
how
what
did you
what
breathe?
Happened.
Like, were you suffocating?
Like this is what it was. This is exactly what happened.
Why did you turn over on your
side? I was
like
hyperventilating, dude.
Why did you turn over on your side so you could get some oxygen?
I didn't need oxygen. I wanted to die at that point. I was just way too fucking baked.
Okay.
I was brutal.
Yeah, well,
brutal.
And then did you come back from that, or was that it for the night?
No, I came back from that, and then I went back down. I said, fuck brushing my teeth, and I went back downstairs.
Smoke some more of that weed.
No, I went to get my dog.
More of that.
So I went
your dog is always a factor, yeah.
Yeah, so I had to pick up my dog and bring him upstairs because he won't wake up. So I pick him up, and I bring him upstairs. I'm barely making it up the steps, and went to bed, and I was done, man. Done. And then the next day, I tried it again. Well, yesterday I tried it when I was walking the dog. I went to the gym, I worked out, came back, went to walk the dog. Like I said, 10 steps later, I'm like, I'm way too high.
Yeah,
it was
a
long walk. And then I came back, sat down in the chair, and passed out.
I had a situation recently where I had to go to the airport, and I thought, okay, well, before I go, I should get super high. Wow. Was I ever a menace with society?
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
But did you get high on edibles or smoking?
No, I smoked it, and I was like, but I had, here was my mistake. I didn't know if I was going to, you know, you get off a plane, you may never get weed again, Nick.
Right.
Well, why are you saying it like that? It could be, it's a possibility. Like, you could get off a plane, and they're like, well, there's no weed in this town. And so.
Oh, I thought you meant. Yeah. Get back home for
and then
some
if,
reason.
Then if you can't get back home from there, then you're stuck in this land with no weed. So my thought before I leave with this risk in mind is to get super high as I can, as quickly as I can, right before I go.
And you just hope that the high will last the entire vacation?
Yeah, is for 2-3 weeks if I'm gone, yeah.
Okay.
Like, I try to do some brain damage. that requires some time to come back from.
Don't mind him. He's got a brain injury.
Yeah.
From what?
Oh, no. If you ask TSA how I'm doing going through security, that was an impressive little bit of business right there. As a guy,
the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
It's a good idea. You know, in hindsight, not great. You're right. But as I went through security, I was like, uh-oh. Oh no, I'm too high. Please don't. And all they want you to do is take your fucking shoes off and go through the thing. But to me, it was like, I think they're probably going to see it. They're going to know. What, that you're a stoned idiot, almost 50 years old? Yeah, they don't care. Trust me. No. People come on and off these planes full of pills all day long.
Yep. Oh, yeah, they're all hopped up in Xanax and shit.
Hey, speaking of flying, did you guys hear about that Southwest debacle? This lady is suing who's a flight attendant. This is crazy. Pardon me. She, you know, when, okay, hold on. I got to pull myself together. That's how high I am right now. No, that's not all. It's cold is killing me. You know, when in Southwest, one of the rules, I guess, and maybe it's with all airlines, when the pilot is out of the seat, somebody must replace that person in the cockpit while the pilot goes to the bathroom or grabs something to eat or whatever. So a flight attendant goes and sits in the seat. So this happens. Pilot comes out. He goes, yeah, I'm going to, co-pilot says, yeah, I'm going to need to take a piss over here. So go sit in my seat. She sits down. Next to the cockpit controls is an iPad. And on the iPad is a camera view of the bathroom where she now sees the pilot go in and take a piss and realizes, oh my God, they've set a camera up in the bathroom. Okay. Now Southwest says, nah, this is not true. It's actually not something that happened. And she's like, no, I took a picture of it with my phone. This happened. Her husband, who's also a flight attendant, both of them now basically being bullied by Southwest, and they've filed a suit for being bullied because they're like, all we did was come forward about this. And then in internal memos that just came out, it said from one of the presidents, if this gets out, we're done.
No way. I didn't hear about this at all, man.
So I don't know if this is true or where this lands, but it's all in the air right now. And the most recent thing that Southwest said was it is the result of a misguided practical joke.
A misguided practical joke.
Yeah.
A bathroom camera.
Yeah.
In an airline bathroom.
Yeah. Airplane bathroom.
Airplane bathroom.
Yeah.
Which is very small.
Yeah.
And you could, well, you know, I got to ask this question.
How that is an amazing practical joke.
Okay, but in what way, though? Like, it's a great practical joke if the joke was on the flight attendant saying, okay.
No, that's what I mean, yeah.
We'll get her in there. She'll take a look at what's going on in the camera, lose her mind thinking that we've got a camera in the bathroom. Meanwhile, it's just me in there with my Apple Watch or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Making her think that. But if the joke was on her... blew up on them, but it is a good one, I have to admit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a pretty funny one.
So here's my question, though. I mean, if somebody sets a camera in the bathroom of an airplane, how much are they actually going to see?
Okay, let me demonstrate.
I'd like to know where the angle was and stuff like that.
Do you mind? We'll recreate it here in the studio, okay?
Okay.
You just kind of describe what's going on. I'll make this little area over here, me going into the bathroom.
But I don't think anybody's going to see junk. I don't think it's about seeing junk.
Well, you just hold on a second. We'll see if we see junk. Here we go. Okay, so I go into the bathroom.
I don't
want to
see junk.
Okay.
I go into the bathroom.
Mike's walking to the bathroom.
Okay, so there's the toilet right there. There's the sink there. And I don't even know what's on this wall because I try not to touch and look at anything. I try not to use these. So then I go into the bathroom, which is basically like this. Boop.
He pulls down his pants.
Yeah.
Sitting down on the can.
Sitting down on the toilet, yes.
Doing my business.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still doing it.
Okay, but I still...
Don't rush me.
I don't know
what's
happening.
Okay, now I've done my business. Here we go. This is pointed, right?
I don't like him
anymore. First of all, if you...
Nick, I'm not liking him today.
First of all, if you take a shit like I was just demonstrating on a plane, take a bus.
So, here... Okay, so now I'm up, right? I get off the toilet. I spin around to get some fucking... And then... Whoop, 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 whoop.
But he's wiping his ass.
Right.
Standing up against the door.
Do you stand up to wipe your ass? Are you disgusting?
Disgusting human being.
No, that was
you're disgusting.
My reenactment had bad choreography. Hold on.
Okay.
It's more like this, right?
Good thing is he flies first class, so it's not.
Oh, yeah, he's reaching through the legs. He's kneeling and reaching through the legs to.
Yeah, but then you're going back to front? That's disgusting. Who goes back to front?
Okay, as I pointed out, I'm trying to do a reenactment. And by the way, I've never taken a shit on an airplane, not even in an emergency. I've shit my pants if I need to. If you use the bathroom for shit on an airplane, take a bus.
Okay.
So now you get up, Your junk is there.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But my point is...
I'm facing the junk camera.
But what if it's not aimed at that?
Oh, but it was. Allegedly.
It was a low angle?
Up in the corner, sort of.
Oh, it was up.
Yeah.
So they say.
I think they would have put it in the toilet if it didn't suck it down. So, you know how on a plane, it just kind of... It's a
That frightened the shit out of me the first time I heard an airplane toilet flush.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
You know what else freaked me out? One time, the first time I was on a train and went used the bathroom on a train.
Oh, and you had to like, it's jostling back and forth.
Yeah, but first time I was on a train, you flush the toilet in the train, the bottom of the toilet opened up and you saw the tracks down below and everything was just getting dumped out on the tracks.
No.
That's what it used to be.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, yes.
Okay, hold on. What you're saying is it was just a hole straight down to the track and a pee-pee would
go.
So,
like back in cowboy times. So,
no, not in cowboy
times. How fucking old are you?
Not that long ago, man. It's like the 70s. It's the 70s.
Back in cowboy
times. Shut up, both of you fucking guys.
Oh, here comes the stagecoach. We're going to rob it. But first, let me just piss onto the road through the stagecoach floor.
A guy with a bandana tied around his face would come through with a revolver.
No, I'm just telling you what it was. And it freaked me out because it... You
on one of them.
It didn't go into a tank, man. I'm not even kidding.
You on one of them. Iron horses. You know, the toilet's just go flopping down onto the tracks.
Wouldn't it be cold in winter when you sit on the toilet? Wouldn't it be just get chill?
It wasn't the winter. So
was it
I
drafty?
No.
Like you opened it, it was like an outhouse that just had a hole down to the track.
No. It was like a toilet.
Yeah.
Right? And then so you finished your business and then you'd flush it. I think you had to hit something on the floor. It was a chain or something like that.
Yeah.
And then the bottom would open up and a bunch of water would come out the sides of it to wash the basin out.
Yeah.
And this little trap door would open and everything. You'd see the fucking railway ties whizzing by underneath, right? And just everything would fall out onto the track.
That seems impossible to me.
It's not impossible.
Across Canada on railways everywhere is just covered in human shit.
Well, it's probably more in Quebec.
poor Quebec, it deserves it.
I love Quebec. Forget it. No, yeah, I really love
whatever,
Quebec.
Whatever, yeah.
I do. It's one of my favorites. BC. I'd rather have that happen in BC.
Really?
Yeah.
Why BC?
Because it's BC.
It is BC enough. Okay?
No fan.
On behalf of Grizz, enough.
Okay.
That's so funny, man, that you think that that's true.
It's true.
You're fucking crazy.
I saw it happen.
You did not. You did not see tracks whizzing by as your poo-poo went
did.
Down. So you saw, was it pee or poo? What am I, six?
I don't remember if it was pee or poo.
No, you would remember. You would remember your shit going out of the train onto the railway ties.
No, you wouldn't, dude, because I was so blown away by the fact that I saw railway ties going underneath at 50 miles an hour.
Hey, you know the politician, Raybould, what's her name?
Jody Wilson.
Jody Wilson-Raybould, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm on a Via Rail train from Toronto to Montreal.
Right.
And back from Montreal to Toronto.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I get on the train, immediately head to the bathroom and start using my one-hitter. As soon as the train takes off, I'm in there smoking my one-hitter with the window open, blowing hits out the window, okay?
Right.
I go back to my first-class situation there. And I sit down across the table from Jody Wilson-Raybould.
You're kidding.
Yeah, but at the time, she wasn't a politician or part of the government.
Oh.
Guess what she was doing? She was the assistant to the attorney general. And there was a stoner sitting across from her who had broken three federal laws all at one time. I'm pretty sure she didn't know what to do. But instead, she was really cool and talked to me about what was going to happen with legalization of weed. And she was 100% right.
Oh, really?
Eh? Yeah, man. Everything she said on that train ride came true. She was very cool, by the way.
Was she?
Yeah. Yeah. But I just remember being on the train going, this is the mode of transportation I like the most.
Really? You like the train that much?
Oh, man. I did that day. I did that day. I was pretty, pretty, pretty stoned on a train. Yeah. And that's a nice situation.
The train's absolutely my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Really? It's too long, man.
No.
It takes too long.
In Europe, it's awesome. In Amsterdam, it's a lot of fun. Yeah. Well, I mean,
you took the train to Amsterdam?
I took the train in Amsterdam.
Oh, in Amsterdam.
Yeah, man. I took the train all the way from the city. Listen to this, dude. Do you know you can do this all the way from the city right to the beach?
What beach?
I can't remember, but it was a very cold North Sea kind of beach.
Of those things.
Yeah, I felt like, man, this is where Russian oligarchs hang out. This is their Caribbean. It's very cold and nasty and Northwest Territories like, but people were walking around in bikinis.
And a bunch of really pale people in Speedos walking the beach.
Yeah. Oh. Why? Why Speedos? You small penis assholes.
I don't get
you uncut heathens.
I don't. Why you gotta go there? What's that got to do with anything?
Dude, it's just, it's so like, oh man, I need to know that your snuffleupagus coming down the beach at me here. Oh,
dude, you're making snuffy jokes.
Dude, why? What? Listen, it looks like your change purse has a stack of quarters in there. What is going on? I don't need to see your dinky.
It looks. I'm not gonna go there. No, I'm stopping.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stop.
Anyway, but yeah, so that was a cool train ride in Amsterdam. I like that.
I've never been to Europe.
No, I know.
No.
I know.
No, I don't travel much.
Well, I'm glad that this is a travel show,
right?
In some regard, because maybe that'll get you out of your shell a bit,
or maybe you're just going to use it to your advantage for comedic opportunities, because you know how frustrated I'll get with travel.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's why we're doing it. By the way, I'm not a huge. Do you like traveling, Nick?
I like traveling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've traveled quite a bit. I just got back from Turkey and Copenhagen.
Ooh, yeah. Turkey and Copenhagen.
Yeah, that's a country and a city. But I was all around Turkey, and then I spent a couple days.
Hold on a second. Did you just correct my geography? I just repeated what you said.
No, I'm correcting myself.
What happened? Okay, so explain the geography syntax error that occurred so that I, in the future, dinner parties don't fuck up.
Okay. Well, I said that I went to Turkey, which is a country, and then I went to Copenhagen, which is a city. It just seemed odd.
Okay, I thought one was a food, and I thought the other one was a brand of tobacco. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good. Nice connection. What was Copenhagen like?
Copenhagen was peaceful, I would say. It's I was kind of underwhelmed by it, to be honest. It was quite a nice place. Seems like a nice place to live. But
said the people were
visit.
Pricks, right?
Hmm?
Said the people were pricks?
No, they were not people.
You're just trying to get in and shit somehow.
No. Yeah, I must have heard
some shit. Start a beef with me and the Danish.
Take it easy, LA Fudge. That's what they think. That's what they refer to him as there.
L.A. Fudge. I'm not seeing it.
Yeah. Nick uses my porn handle when he travels in Europe.
Right.
Yeah. Gets him in some doors.
Your porn. I don't know. Even just porn.
At L.A. Fudge. Go ahead and follow. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
On all social media. By the way, on all social medias, at Merrill Wanderers, go to MerrillWanderers.com. Hey, you want to check out that site, Nick? Maybe that needs some attention.
Yeah. I'll check it out.
Yeah. It needs to have you added to it. That's for sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Definitely maybe, me.
Yeah. We should definitely do a video with Nick and get that on there.
Yeah, at some point.
And coming up, by the way, t-shirts, Merrill Wanderers t-shirts.
What?
Yeah, man.
Really? When did you do that?
I talked to the guy this morning. It's easy peasy, man. We're going to get some cool, like maybe we could sell, for example, after today's show, we could sell L.A. Fudge Merrill Wanderers t-shirts, if that was the theme of the day.
Are they like mechanics t-shirts or bowling shirts, like those things that you're wearing
right
now?
Do you like that?
No, I do like that.
You want to get those?
I think that would be
Do you like
cool.
this, Nick?
Yeah.
Why don't we get uniforms for the show, guys?
I don't think it's a bad...
And
no,
hats.
No.
And
no,
hats.
No, too communist.
Oh, yeah, but you know what? Not that kind of communist.
Okay, if it's like blue-collar mechanic kind of
That's what I'm saying.
Thing, then yeah.
It's genuine communism. We're here for our fellow man wearing cool shirts. I'm going to try. Right. I'm going to look into it.
I'm in.
We should get onesies.
Oh, my God. We will. And we'll wear them underneath.
Yeah.
Do you mean like a leotard, like onesie?
Like a mechanics thing.
Oh, that kind
I don't hate that either. I do not hate that.
Okay, Nick.
Hazmat suits.
Nick, it's called coveralls.
Coveralls.
That's what they're called. Onesies, wrong
boy.
Fucking thing to
I think
say.
Onesies have feet in them, buddy.
It is, yeah.
Little footies.
And a trap door in the back.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, that's what I was thinking.
Let's get those, though.
Let's not.
And that way, when you need to take a poo on the train, you can just open up your flap, and then the train opens up its flap.
Do you know how hard it is to use
And then
use
there's a hood,
flaps?
And you put it up, and then there's little bunny ears.
No.
How do you...
He's not coming back.
How do you... You know, he's key.
Okay.
How do you feel about this train shit on the track thing? Like, don't you think we should be looking it up before we end the show?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to Google that.
Okay, I don't know what to
I'm
do.
I'm not looking it up because I know what
You've
I
got
saw.
The, you, okay.
I'm
I
a
know.
Third mic here. I'll look it up. You guys carry on.
It happened. I don't know why this is such a big deal for you. Everything I say
I
to you is a big deal.
It's not
Every
that.
Every show we
no,
do,
dude,
I do something that's a big deal to you.
Because you're so fucking random.
I'm not.
Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
That you think, okay, so when you're on a plane, they just drop the poo out in the air?
Onto the tracks. The air is in the sky. It's not like they fired out a fucking cannon. They dropped the shit onto the tracks. That's what they used to do.
Oh, yeah? Because the train is in the sky, too.
How's a train in
the
sky?
Is it above the ground?
No.
Then it's
actually it's not.
What?
Okay, why are we getting into it?
Because the sky is anywhere above the surface of the Earth, right?
No. No, that's not right.
So technically, planes should be able to, much like trains do, just let their shit out.
They
as
do,
they
don't they?
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
That was an accident. Something leaked out of the plane.
No, they
over the ocean they do that?
I don't know where they drop. They can drop it wherever they want. It's fucking 40,000 feet.
You think planes have the mechanical ability to open something up at that altitude and let stuff go flying into the air?
Yes.
Get out of here.
Yes.
You're crazy. I do. What about this, Nick? Any
like
idea?
Bombs.
The traditional method of disposing of human waste from trains is to deposit the waste onto the tracks, or more often onto nearby ground using what is known as a hopper toilet.
Fuck me! Fuck! How is this even fucking possible? You're not coming back, Nick. Thanks for joining us. Mayor Wanderers, a new one next week.